By the 22nd century, mankind had stretched forth its hand to command the stars. Other races were discovered, and as the human sphere of influence expanded, they were happy to live in peaceful coexistence, and humanity was on the verge of an evolutionary leap. The Terran Emperor was the first to ascend to the next step of human evolution. His advisors, who now styled themselves holy clerics, sought to force the other races to see the light of their religion. They began to subjugate the other races to the will of the Empire. The Emsis, who saw the Empire as decadent, illogical, and chaotic, waged war upon it. Admiral von Grippen, the brightest military mind in centuries, betrayed the Empire and removed the entire home fleet, collapsing the jump gate after them, leaving Earth and the Empire to be squashed under the heel of Emsis oppression. Now, 300 years after the fall of the Terran Empire, humans find themselves the subject race, stagnating on their own world, unable to evolve, either technologically or otherwise. It is into this oppressive world that the most unlikely of men are thrust into the roles of heroes.
Darker Projects presents The Falcon Banner, Episode 1, Freedom Spark. Scripted by Chris Snyder. Based on The Falcon Banner, a novel by Christopher Patrick Lydon. Featuring the voice talents of Seth Adam Shearer as Darian Tane, Chris Snyder as Bobby, Matt Elias and the Taerian Bartender, Tom Davis as Emsis Inquisitor, Mark Brzee as Sergeant Braddock, Ellie Hirschman as the Bureaucrat, Gareth Preston as Jordan, and Josh W. Spencer as Taerian Flight Control and Whiskey Tango.
They said at the end, there was one last knight, standing and watching the towers crumble, tears in his eyes. Archduke Francesco, the fall of the Empire.
And you will be to find Planet X. Is that it?
Can you do it, Dodgers?
Oh. At least the Emsis let us have our mindless entertainment. Now the only thing left to make my night complete is a pizza. Yo!
Hey, Darian.
Bobby! Just about to order a pizza. You want to go house?
I've got a problem, Darian. Inquisition was here looking for you. Something about your case.
But I filed it away like I was supposed to.
I know, but once the Inquisition gets it into their heads that they want you, well, they don't come looking for you unless they think you've done something wrong.
Thanks, Bobby.
Detective Inspector Tane.
Inquisitors, come in.
You were investigating a case.
A double murder, yes.
And you traced it back to one of our people.
I pursued the investigation up until that point. I knew to turn it over to my superiors. I figured that...
That is all I needed to hear.
Now, wait a minute. Can't we just talk to... What? Why'd you shoot your partner? What's going on?
For the crime of murdering a member of the Inquisition, I find you guilty.
But...
For the crime of hindering an investigation, I find you guilty. On the charge of being a member of the Fifth Column Resistance, I find you guilty. You have been found guilty of crimes against the hegemony, and your sentence is death.
I'm no resistance fighter. God, please get me out of this. There's got to be something I can... Sorry, Inquisitor. There's been a change in plans. You shouldn't have backed me against the counter so close to this butcher's block. All those knives, so handy.
Halt! You may not leave.
Sorry. Love to stay, just can't. Maybe next time. I may have lasted the night on the streets, but the Amps control Earth. There's no place I can go. They won't find me. I've got to get off the planet. They'll be watching the spaceport. Ah, the Amps military garrison. Okay, Darian, calm yourself. Can't look suspicious. I gotta be nuts. How can I get through the fence? Razor wire and stealing a ship? But what else can I do?
Hey, detective.
Morning, Sarge.
You going up on patrol today?
Supposed to, yeah. Just running a bit late this morning.
It'll take you forever to get around to the gate. Hop on the load lifter. I'll bring you over.
Sure. You do that often, Sergeant Braddock?
Well, only when I want to take a girl up, sir. You know the regs. Sometimes you have to bend them a little, huh? Going undercover today, sir?
I just didn't get a chance to change yet.
I've been there. We started keeping some gear on board our patrol shuttles. You might be able to borrow some of Hudson's gear. He's on vacation this week and won't miss it.
Thanks, Sergeant. Thank you, Hudson, for keeping your PKD fully charged.
Downloading criminal reports and all points bulletins for past 12 hours.
Damn it! Sorry, Sergeant Braddock, I was hoping I wouldn't have to stun you, but...
You, need a lift, Detective.
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Look, Detective, I don't know about you, but the moment they realize it was me helping you over that fence, the Inquisition's gonna string me up right alongside you. At least this way, I can pretend I never saw you. Come on, let's go before someone else hears that.
Why are you really doing this, Sergeant Braddock?
You wear blue. That's good enough for me.
Two men, each with different views of what the Empire should be. Von Grippen, the knight. Kardiak, the warrior. With Von Grippen's betrayal and Kardiak's surrender, the Empire was doomed. Archduke Francesco, the fall of the Empire.
No. I've been waiting for nearly 9 hours. It took me 4 hours just to get here in the first place.
I don't care about your bureaucracy, or if your administrator is busy. I've had enough. Put me through now, or I'm personally coming over there and putting my foot up your ass.
We cannot allow you to come aboard the station. You have not been cleared. We will notify you when the administrator is available.
I'm so getting sick of this. Feel like landing anyway?
So what are they going to do? Arrest us, sir?
Not for that. If they're going to arrest us, it'll be after I wring that pencil neck's throat.
I'd like to see that, sir. I spy with my little eye something beginning with L.
Landing pad.
Terran patrol shuttle, you are not cleared for that landing pad. Return to the queue and await clearance from the administrator.
Detective Inspector Darian Tane, I have an appointment.
How dare you?
Don't touch that comm unit. I've been very patient up until this point, Administrator Jorton. However, my patience is wearing thin. We had an appointment.
All right, Detective. My apologies at keeping you waiting. What can I do for you? I run an honest business here.
You run a used starship chop shop, Jorton. You have 5 outstanding warrants, as well as a demand by the Amstis government that we extradite you so that you can serve your sentence on one of their penal colonies. And you have kept me waiting in a goddamn shuttle for 9 hours.
You're here to arrest me?
No. I'm here to do business with you.
You wanna do what?
I'm here to buy a ship. If you would please show me your manifest.
Very well.
Not the standard manifest. I want the real one.
I don't know what you mean.
You're lying, Jorton. I don't need to read your thoughts to know that. However, if I have to call in more Terran security officers to investigate this operation of yours, I can promise you it will be most unpleasant.
All right. What kind of ship are you looking for? I recently acquired an Orion Raider that was Imperial War surplus. She's a classic.
I need something fast that works.
I have a couple of salvaged Polarian gigs. They were found in the demilitarized zone.
Something fast that isn't going to draw attention.
You're going undercover?
And you're asking too many questions. I want something that will blend into a remote sector, but will still be able to get me out of a firefight, should it have to.
One of my associates discovered a wonderfully preserved Lacozzi impulse fighter. But it's not warp capable. And that really is all I have for military surplus.
Do you have any modified freighters? Anything larger than a shuttle?
I have a couple of luxury yachts and a pleasure craft. But they're not fast.
You don't happen to have any blockade runners?
I have a couple of smuggling craft I use to ferry cocaine across the border.
Then the fastest one you have. And I want one of your people to accompany me, to ensure that you are not going to give me a ship that'll break down.
Really, Detective Inspector, very well. Hallie, send Matt Elias up here. He fixes my blockade runners, and if there's anything wrong with one of them, he can tell you what it is.
Well, that's very accommodating of you, Jorton. Incredible. I've never seen such an assortment of ships. Orion freighters? Fighters? Stuff that looks like it's been cobbled together from God only knows what. That car.
cargo hauler's a beauty. They've even got an Amsys disruptor cannon mounted underneath.
It's called the Lady's Grace. She's not as fast as the others, but the cannon works. She put a hole in an Imperial inspection cutter a few weeks back.
I read about that incident. I don't need firepower, I need speed and maneuverability.
We have an old thrust lifter over here.
You've got to be kidding!
She's a Dragonfly-class thrust lifter. She mounts a pair of heavy-duty booster engines on tilt struts, and she can attain enough vertical thrust to lift most payloads into orbit. I've retrofitted this one with a pair of inboard jump drives on either side of the command gondola, and I upgraded the deflector array on top of her. She can outrun most ships at sublight, and with those boosters she has a completely unique maneuvering system not constrained by aerodynamics.
I can't decide if it reminds me more of a beetle or a tortoise without its shell. What's her weapon armament?
Unarmed at the moment. I just didn't have anything to armor with. Though she does have military-grade armor plating I tore off an Amsys Raptor a year ago. Jordan needed to acquire an ECCM package capable of defeating a Terran frigate for a customer, and he gave us the salvaged Raptor as payment.
What are those containers on the tail section?
External cargo tanks. They can be jettisoned in a pinch if a patrol comes up on you, though Jordan got pissed at the last pilot who ditched his cargo to avoid an Amsys patrol.
You can definitely tell it's modified, all right. Cables and conduits everywhere, but crash padding in likely places.
Just aft is the cargo area, and just forward a berthing area. It sleeps four. A galley lounge, and it also gives access to the engineering spaces. And here's the heart of the ship.
Duct tape on the upholstery, panels displaying in three or four different languages, touchpads here and there, but mostly old-style manual controls. You certainly made it interesting, Elias. What's this ship called?
Dragonfly. I spent hours rebuilding this ship. A true classic, and they don't build them like this anymore.
Let's see how she flies, then. Okay, strap in. Here goes.
Whoa!
Woot!
What the hell was that?
That's a thrust lifter. Give her some throttle and try it out.
She handles like... I just touch the stick and we make a maneuver.
I know. Sweet, huh? That's odd. It says here that Jordan just launched a couple of raiders.
Their weapons are armed.
But I'm on this ship. Why would he...
I don't think Jordan cares. I think we better get this ship moving. Where are the warp controls?
It's a basic system. We'd have to clear the depot yard before we could jump.
All right. So the hard way it is. Let's see how good you bastards are at flying up close and personal with fast-moving debris. Kid, I'm not sure we're gonna make it.
Need some help, sir?
Thanks, Sarge.
Don't thank me yet. I targeted that one's exposed power system, but the second's radar system is fully shielded. I can't make a scratch. Oh, shit. I think I pissed him off. I'm ejecting.
Does this ship have an emergency recovery system?
I'm on it. Hold her steady. Gotta aim it just right. Got it!
Nice work, kid. Now get down here and strap in. We're gonna outfly this bastard yet. Yes! Open space. Time to... jump!
There is an old song that goes, every man is the hero of his own story. Truer words were never spoken. Von Grippen, Meditations.
Time to figure out where we are. What language is that? Well, I guess I'll have to try the old-fashioned way. White dwarf star. The jump pods can only get us so far without a jump gate.
What's up, detective?
I have no idea where we are. And that navigation display is a mess.
Well, I guess that's that then. I patched the damage and the jump engines should recharge in about an hour. Hephaestion, why'd you want to come here?
Hephaestion?
Yeah, we do runs out here. I mean, Jordan used to.
Is there a station out here?
There's a couple. Both Terry and mining outposts. The system's rich in natural resources.
That good for you?
Hey, I didn't expect to come this far. Man, I'm gonna have a hell of a time explaining where my patrol shuttle is. But it was fun.
You're insane. But listen, thanks for everything. Charting a course for the nearest station.
Unidentified vessel, this is Hephaestion 2's flight control. Please advise us of your identity and destination.
Hephaestion Control, this is Thrustlifter Dragonfly, bound for Hephaestion 2. We're transporting... we're inbound from a search and rescue mission of a Terran security officer. We're requesting permission to dock.
Great. Now I'm salvage cargo.
Confirm, Dragonfly. You are cleared for approach. Welcome to Hephaestion.
Just a beer, thanks. How much?
Your money's no good here, Terran. For the memory of a better time.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Well, got this far. Now, if I can find a backwater system with enough resources to fund its own jump gate, maybe I can get free of the AMSIS hegemony. Yeah, right. The AMSIS keeps such tight control over the jump gates, it'd be a miracle if I can get through and away. Terran Empire built those gates. And for that matter, we had superior technology to the AMSIS, but I guess all it takes is one betrayal. So where do I go from here? Still here, Elias? Thought you'd left the second we docked.
Where would I go?
I just figured you would have gone.
Nah. You need somebody like me to keep this bucket of bolts together. Besides, admit it, you like my stunning personality.
Huh. Cocky little son of a bitch, aren't you?
Good night.
Good night, Skipper. Time to go shopping. Right. Now to find some stuff that won't be missed right away. This looks good. And this. That should net us some padding money. Now food. Ech, Taerian food. No thanks. Amsys ration packs. Not great, but they'll do. And, oh-ho, what's this? Luxury goods en route to the governor of Centauri. Definitely. Never know what might be in there. Now who do I blame for this? There's an Orion freighter heading out to the far reaches. By the time the Amps has chased that freighter out to the middle of nowhere, the Dragonfly will be long gone. Now to activate the hover rails and the robotic delivery system. Yes! God, I'd give anything to get a good night's sleep. Okay, not anything. Being a construct sucks, but at least I got away from the sex slave markets and Jordan gave me a chance to put my engineering talents to use. It's just unfair that I genetically need to sleep next to someone in order to sleep well. Still, I wonder if the skipper would mind if I slept next to him, just so I can be alert during the day. I'm a light enough sleeper. I'll be up before he knows it. Morning, Skipper. I made coffee. Figured you could use a cup.
You're entirely too chipper this morning. What are you doing?
I'm just checking the jump engines, making sure they're fully charged. The ram scoop will keep us fueled for the conventional drives, and they in turn charge the jump engines.
How do they look?
I don't know yet. Give me 10 and I'll tell you.
Okay. I'm gonna go look through Jordan's charts, see if there's any data on wrecks he was planning to salvage. Then I'll plot the jumps.
Right.
Some say the Empire reaches too far. I say we haven't reached far enough. There are places in this galaxy not blessed with the light of civilization. It is our task to bring them such enlightenment. And if they refuse this gift, it should be thrust upon them. Cardiac, the Templar's Edict.
Oh, what a nice place. Two gas giants orbiting a dying star. Bunch of odd-shaped planetoids placed strategically to make sure ships run into them and get smashed into little pieces. Okay, time to test my piloting skills.
This is fun!
Woohoo! Okay, we're mostly free of the asteroids and other debris. Got anything on our shipwreck?
I think I got it. Yeah, I have something at the coordinates bearing 330 mark 043. We're almost on top of it. There!
no clue. I've never seen anything like it. The engineering section's gone, but the bow's pretty much intact. Lots of battle damage.
They abandon her. Look, the escape pods are all ejected along this side.
I'm switching to external floodlights. See that sigil?
Where?
On the upper hull. There. A green arrow with a black sword inside it.
Yeah, unit insignia? Could be anything.
Perhaps. So what do we do now?
Well, ordinarily we'd go across in EVA suits, take what we want, and be gone, but this ship isn't exactly a salvage vessel.
True. We don't have the equipment for a deep space salvage. But the Dragonfly was designed to tow larger objects into and out of orbit. We could secure our tethers and just tow her to wherever we want. Set down, go nuts.
She's pretty banged up. She might come apart if we try to tow her through an atmosphere.
She's still structurally sound. Only the drive section was destroyed. And, unless you have an idea where we're going to get a couple of EVA suits and the gear to salvage that ship in space, I think we've got a chance at...
Should I attach the tethers, then?
Go for it. Take your time and pick the best places.
That's the last of them.
Okay. Let's see if I can get us out of here in one piece.
More coffee?
Sure.
Crap. We got company. Two ships.
Who are they?
Don't know. They're not flying with transponders, so it's unlikely they're anyone friendly.
Okay. We bluff. This is the AMSIS Raptor Interdictor to unidentified vessels. Activate your transponders and identify yourselves, or you will be fired upon. I repeat. This is the AMSIS Raptor Interdictor to the unidentified vessels on our scopes. If you do not identify yourselves at once, you will be considered hostile.
What happens if they don't?
Then we're just screwed.
Interdictor, this is a salvage craft Whiskey Tango 4-4. We apologize, our transponder system is offline.
Jordan.
Whiskey Tango 4-4, this is Interdictor. You are still on an intercept course with no transponder in open violation of hegemony regulations. I suggest you heave to and prepare to surrender your vessels.
They're running. They're making a break for the outer system.
Whiskey Tango, you are in direct violation of hegemony law.
That was close. Jordan's gonna be pissed when they go back empty-handed.
That's their tough luck.
I found us a remote colony world. Only one settlement. We can set down there and there'll be little chance anyone will bother us.
Got it. Engaging jump drive.
Yeah.
Look at you, a kid in a candy store.
Damn right. She looks in pretty good shape considering what she's been through. Worried about ghosts?
No, natives. Colonists are unpredictable at times and always curious. If they saw us land, they might decide to investigate. I don't want to be caught unprepared.
Should I close up the dragonfly then?
Wouldn't hurt, I guess.
Whoa, check out the sensor suite. She's advanced, that's for sure. I doubt even the Amsys have a system like that.
Is it useful?
Some of it, maybe. If I break it down to its components and strip out the Dragonfly's radar array, we wouldn't need it with that.
Okay, how to get in. Hatches are all out of reach. But there's a giant hole where the engine housing used to be.
And an airtight door which must have slammed down to keep the crew from exposure to the vacuum of space. Ah, here's the manual override. Boy, you are afraid of ghosts.
You want to go first, then?
No, that's okay. You can go ahead.
You're practically stepping on my heels. Thought I was the one afraid of ghosts.
Yeah, but you're the one with the gun. And this place just gives me the creeps.
Let's get to the bridge.
This is amazing. This stuff looks light years ahead of Amsys tech, and it's in English.
What do you mean, English?
The displays, look.
An Imperial ship. From before the fall.
Holy shit! I think we have an Automacer turret.
A what?
It's like a laser, but better. It does light, heat, and radiation damage all at the same time. An auto, well, it's like an automatic weapon. It has an extremely high rate of fire.
Neat.
Yeah, and I might be able to salvage a couple of point defense systems given a bit of time. I'm gonna have to dismantle the systems in order to get them over the Dragonfly, but I think it's better that way. It gives me time to figure out how they work.
I'm going to explore the ship. Nothing but crew quarters. Let's give this one a try. Nice. Bed, desk, computer terminal, and books. What's this? Ship's log. Wow. They were really in a nasty scrape. And this. Von Grippen, Meditations. Used to be a journal of Admiral Von Grippen, the man who betrayed the Empire. Well, these'll make good reading.
We got company! There, that dust cloud's getting closer.
Colonists.
You have been listening to The Falcon Banner. Episode 1, Freedom Spark. Scripted by Chris Snyder. Based on The Falcon Banner, a novel by Christopher Patrick Lydon. The executive producer for the series is Chris Snyder. Produced, directed, and all post-production by Chris Snyder. Co-producer is Mark Brzee. Special thanks to Christopher Patrick Lydon for making this series possible. The executive producer for Darker Projects is Eric Busby. This has been a Darker Projects production.